Now, we know around this race, Doff, the Golden Eagle, that there's charities that have got been chosen by each stable. And I hate to choose one, but we have this morning Michael Waters joining us from Triple Crown. They've got runners today. It's a significant month. It's not only just today. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. It's a magnificent concept, the race, but also for charities. Each of the stables, along with their owners, have chosen charities for their horses, and then 10% of the $7.5 million will go to different charities, depending on where you finish. But you've gone the extra way for the month of November.
Yeah, we have, and look, it's a great opportunity for us, and we're grateful to Racing New South Wales to be able to give something back to these charities. And we've teamed up with the McGrath Foundation, who obviously do a lot of great work with raising awareness and in supporting people suffering from breast cancer. So what we're doing is 10% of our winnings today with Military Zone will be going through to the McGrath Foundation. But further on from that, we're already planning a fundraising drive for the month of November. So it's worked in well. And all of our runners over the month of November will be running in the hot pink silks instead of our usual red silks. And, what we'll be doing is looking to raise money from our owners who may look to pledge a certain amount of prize money, one during the month, but also the general racing community as well. If anybody wants to get on board and provide some support to that charity, it'd be very much appreciated.
Okay, so they can go to the Triple Crown website and there's a link there to a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, there is. So if they go to triplecrown.com.au, there will be a logo there on the front page and they can click on that and that'll take them through. And I think, not everybody's aware, but there's 1 in 7 women that'll be diagnosed with breast cancer before they reach the age of 85. So it's a very prevalent disease, and I think almost everybody in our community is touched by somebody who's had breast cancer, whether that's a relative like myself, I have a sister-in-law who's suffering from the disease herself, or otherwise it's a friend. So I think it's something that I think these women deserve a lot of support, and it'd be great if everybody could get together and show them what the racing community can do.
Yeah, it's a fantastic cause, and we've all had someone touched with it. I've had my wife that's had breast cancer, and she's one of the fortunate ones that's got over
it.
And they're so good with it now.
And I
really think this is a thing that racing can do. I know the Galagotis boys have got the Pancare colours for the month of October or November. So any trainers or owners, if they've got a special cause, just for one month of the year, get a new set of colours and say, I'm supporting this charity.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic. I really do.
And I think, Michael, we speak of your month and obviously today with Military Zone and the Golden Eagle, but there's such an array of charities that have been chosen by all the respective runners, Riding for the Disabled, National Jockeys Trust, Drought Angels, CARI, Camp Quality, Variety, Red Kite, Rural Aid, Autism Spectrum, Dementia, Channel 7 Telethon Trust has been chosen by Arcadia Queens owners, Ronald McDonald House, and the Danny Meads Barlow Foundation. They all mean something to their respective owners or trainers or the stable, and let's hope I wish they could all win so they could all get some significant money, Michael.
Oh, that's right. So do I. What a great variety of charities. And I think the great thing about this Golden Eagle is that 10% of the prize money from any placing goes through to the charity. So all of those charities that you've listed will be receiving some valuable funds. And let's just hope, for our sake and the McGrath Foundation, the Military Zone can run a bottle of the day and they can get a big check.
And just finally, mate, what are Snowden's telling you about today? You've got 4 or 5 runners. What are the main hopes?
Well, I think there's probably a few of them, and they're probably in the main races. I think Brave Song in the Red Bell Stunt, he's there at about 19 to 1, I think, but he's really only had a couple of barrier trials till here. He was just caught back on the fence back in the field last time and just got held up for running for the length of the straight. So I think he's ready to go. He's got some good form around trekking and up to the 1,300 metres today, and he's fresh for this race. I would look at him at an each-way chance. And I think Military Zone, let's just hope there's plenty of pressure on up front and gives him his chance to run home strongly as well. I think for $7.5 million, there should be plenty of pressure coming from out wide and inside. So you never know.
Well, mate, we wish you the best. We wish all the charities all the very best with their respective horses. And the hot pink will be worn for not only today, but for the month of November. Any Triple Crown horse you see will be wearing the hot pink. And that reminds you to go to Triple Crown's website and go to the GoFundMe page. And the donations will go to the McGrath Foundation. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks very much for your support, Andrew.